ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. I'm glad to be back with you. I was out of state last month. Anyway, we're back on a very special broadcast. Today marks our 27th year on the air. We went on the air June 1st of 1992. That was back when we had our 15-minute daily broadcast with Pastor Bob Hallstrom. So we'll be starting our 28th year tonight. We're being heard tonight over radio station WWCR on 4.840 megahertz. That's transmitter 3. And 3.215 megahertz. That's transmitter 1. And also over shortwave station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. And you can also go to our website, kingidentity.com, KingIdentity.com. Go to the radio page, and you'll see some links there for both of those stations and also a live link. If you would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. It's a toll-free number. Our holy book, the Bible, was given to us, the prophets and the apostles, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and recorded down as scripture for the guidance of his people. Our race need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to quicken the written word back into a living word of truth. As part of this process, we're told, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Without rightly dividing the word of truth, we are in error and cannot possibly know the ways of God, who his real chosen people are, the knowledge of the children of Satan, the pre-Adamic races, the laws of God's kingdom, and all other instruction he wishes us to learn. To discuss this and other topics, tonight my guest is a longtime student, teacher, and scholar of the Bible. I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Eldon Adamson.
Thank you, Mike. Well, let's start off with a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you, Father, for Mike and his labor of love all these many years and celebrating an anniversary this week. But, Father, we come to humbly, Father, knowing that we of ourselves can do nothing. We're totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. So we ask the Holy Spirit now to take dominion of my mind and my heart and my tongue to edify and magnify only you. We ask in our blessed Savior's name. Hallelujah. Well, Mike called me a couple of months ago and asked me if I would share on a topic that I shared back in October of 79 at Grove, Oklahoma, that topic being strangers. Well, at that time, I knew my identity, i.e. that I was one of the 12 tribes of Israel, had just came into that about a couple of years ago before that. And that was a really exciting time that we had in Grove, probably one of the best meetings that I have attended in my walk. Also, must have been in the 90s, got a further revelation beyond just the 12 tribe, that I was a member of the 12 tribes, because as you will see before I get done, or hopefully you will, that this is far more reaching. In fact, it covers, quite honestly, the whole Bible. Let's begin tonight by looking at 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Yahshua HaMashiach, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. If you'll notice, there's two words there that we'll start off with. One of them is stranger, and that word in the Greek is 3927, and it's used three times